You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Kirsten Zemke, are you there? Come in, please.
I am.
Yes.
I am.
Yes. Oh,
I'm not
goodness.
Hearing the music stings very well.
Hang
on.
Let me just do this. Sorry, I am doing the biggest technology juggle of all time. I just had three people on the line, basically. I had Joel talking somewhere, I had you talking somewhere else, and I had Ellie talking somewhere else. But now that's just you, Kirsten, and we can give you 100% of our focus. We are talking Songs of Freedom this morning for Traveling Tunes.
You know, I knew there was a lot of songs about this, and, you know, it's just some great songs. But, oh my gosh, so many songs. I guess I knew music had been involved in, you know, like civil rights, and, you know, then we see like how they might be used later, like at Black Lives Matter and activism, and we think about, you know, things happening in the world today. But I guess, you know, because popular music seems kind of, you know, frippery and, you know, goofy and capitalistic, but just how much, you know, people have used the medium to really sort of speak from the heart about things and then possibly, you know, affect others. And, you know, because it's one thing to have a feeling, but when you have a feeling all together with people, I mean, you know, so there's just too many songs to choose from even.
What inspired you to go for songs, freedom songs?
I think I was looking at, you know, like musical lists, you know, just this was months ago for the show, and seeing that and going, oh, that's interesting. Well, what songs would those be? And then boom, what a place for you. I'm like, oh my goodness, there's just so many. What a beautiful nest. Now, I don't think we should talk over some of these. Like, okay, so well, first of all, let's play Sam Cooke first.
Okay.
We won't talk over it. It has his line when he comes in singing to me is one of the most iconic ever, but I'll just give a bit of background on him. I think it's quite a short track too. So this is Sam Cooke. This song is called Change Gonna Come from 1964. And sadly, he died at a really young age, sort of a prescription drug disaster. But this is considered one of the most important songs of the civil rights movement. It's been re-recorded over 500 times. Like artists like the Foo Fighters and Aretha Franklin have sort of all re-recorded it. Obama used it in one of his presidential inaugurations. And he's just considered the king of soul, even though he had basically like an 8-year career. He had 29 sort of top 40 hits.
Wow.
So, anyway, just have a listen to this great song that really inspired a lot of people.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long,
a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
Holy smokes. Wow.
Yeah, the tear. Yeah, just last night doing the review, I was like, oh my gosh, it's killing me. And then his voice.
My
God. Phenomenal. But yeah, and apparently the story goes, he was inspired by Bob Dylan, that you can make songs, you know, because he was obviously in the pop music grind, you know, but when Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind, had hit with Blowing in the Wind, he's like, all right, so I'm going to do that too. You mm-hmm. know, like, I'm allowed. And then, yeah, it's become such an iconic hit. So this is another iconic hit from another artist really involved in the American Civil Rights Movement. This is Nina Simone. 1967, I wish I knew how it felt to be free. And she was a big civil rights activist. She was a concert pianist. She played, you know, all the classical and everything, but also accompanied herself a lot when she performed. And another really moving song from especially this civil rights era in the United States.
Is this another one that we're going to talk over or not?
Yeah, let's not talk over that one. We can talk,
We'll talk afterwards.
I wish I could live
Talk us through it, Kirsten. Another beautiful song.
Oh, I know. And just this other artist that just sort of the intensity of their delivery as well. Like it just kills you. Now, this last track is going to feel superfluous compared to those two, but it was a whole other sort of freedom vibe in when I was looking for a song. So what we're going to play in a minute is...
Oh, I'm playing it now.
Oh?
I'm pulling it up underneath us.
Okay, so this is Tom Petty, Free Falling, 1989. Now, it doesn't have that kind of intensity of those two tracks, but there's heaps of other songs about freedom that I saw people... that are more about personal freedom, just, you know, personal, the spirit of liberation, you know, just individuals. Like you think about Queen, I Want to Break Free, George Michael, Freedom. You know, this is, I'm just gonna wait for he gets to the chorus because it just really hits. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run, you know, so. This is just a different kind of a personal, like...
This is the 80s freedom. This is the 80s freedom.
Yeah, 80s freedom.
Throw some gas in that big car of yours and drive out to
That's
Vegas.
Right.
Love a bit of Tom Petty.
Yeah, so this song hits in such a different way, but yeah. I feel like this is the one that's gonna sort of pop back in your head through the day.
Yes.
You know? And
you know, thinking about it, riding my bike in this morning, I was like, man, actually I might play a couple Tom Petty tracks this morning. I was like,
no.
I don't ever get the opportunity to play Tom Petty on BFM, but I'm like, oh, I do love it.
Well, yeah, so here we go. I don't want to...
I never would have thought this was a song about, I mean, it's called Free Falling, but I wouldn't have gone, oh, yeah, it's a freedom song, freedom shout.
Well, it's so different. And I don't want to get into it, the lyrics, because it actually is weird. It's about, it's the chorus that hits, but the lyrics are actually, he wants to date this girl, and he realizes he's a bad boy,
and he
wishes he could relive his life again without the constraints of what he's done.
Yes.
Like, okay. But I feel the chorus, yeah. Like you said, you know, when you're on your bike, you can just put your arms out, close your eyes.
Yeah, that's a very 80s scene, isn't it? Riding around, no hands on the handlebars. That's 80s as.
So he died in 2000. Oh, wait, no.
16 or 17?
Yeah.
It's not too long ago. I was actually in the States and had the opportunity to see him a couple of weeks before he died, and I'm so gutted.
Really?
We were in Austin as well. We just got there, and we're like, oh, Tom Petty's playing in town that night. But we're like, oh, we're too tired. We can't do it. I should have gone. Oh man, I so regret not going.
And he's from Florida, and I know, you know, out here we make fun of Florida, but for people in Florida, they've really great music scene there. Actually, maybe we should do Florida sometime. And he's one of the icons from there. His band, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And this song is actually co-written by Jeff Lynne, who's from ELO.
Okay.
I know they've got some ELO spectacular coming here. I've seen that. But you're right. Capturing that 80s spirit.
Yeah.
And I saw another thing that said, these songs, you know, champion the indomitable spirit of humans.
It's true.
They do. You know, and I know, you know, because I work in, you know, obviously the music scholarship, and it's all, you know, usually it's sort of Beethoven and Mozart and Wagner, you know. I know Tom Petty is not, but it's in capturing human beings, and what they do. So I hope we've charged up everybody's day.
Actually. I think we have. We've had a few texts. Geez, making me emotional this morning. All-time fave. Sam Cooke has the kind of voice that speaks to something deep inside of us. So beautiful. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Kirsten.
That's great text.
Thank you so much for Traveling Tunes this morning. We'll look forward to next week.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.